and welcome to the Web Certain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Diana Thamakis, and here are today's top stories. Tencent reveals its struggle of global expansion, South Korea has denied map data to Google, and app abandonment continues to climb. Tencent has revealed that it is expecting difficulty in the expansion of its WeChat messaging app. The company's CEO, Pony Ma, said during a speech at the World Internet Conference that Tencent would find it very hard to expand overseas unless it could offer a wholly different customer experience. He added that the problems were likely to occur where markets were dominated by Line or WhatsApp, due to social apps being basically all alike. Whilst WhatsApp is the world's most popular messaging app with over 1 billion users globally, WeChat falls some way behind with 650 million users, although this does make it China's leading messaging app. However, WeChat allows users to shop both online and offline, find news stories, pay bills, and much more. Because of these highly successful extra features, Ma has said he is still aiming to grow the app across the world and expects Tencent to see more success in gaming and Internet of Things. The government of South Korea has denied Google's request to store Google Maps data of the country on foreign servers. Google has requested permission from the country in order to provide what it calls a full range of mapping services. The permission has been denied, however, as the South Korean authorities say that increased public information within the maps could compromise its security against any North Korean threats, such as releasing the locations of military bases. Meanwhile, the domestic companies Naver and Kakao are looking to take advantage of Google's difficulties by improving their own mapping services. Naver is planning to introduce a multilingual-based information system that is designed to improve the service's usability for foreign visitors to the country. Similarly, Kakao has announced that it will keep advancing its services, allowing it to compete with Google's 3D map capabilities. App abandonment is climbing globally as consumers continue to stick with big-name apps that they are familiar with. The study by Adobe is based on findings of a report that looked into 290 billion visits to over 16,000 mobile sites and 85 billion app launches around the world. When looking at the top 20% of apps, launches are growing at a vast 62% each year, whilst new installations are also growing, but at a far lower 41%, down from around 70% at the end of 2015. Of these new apps, only 50% are ever used more than 10 times, with 20% being used just the once. When asked, consumers said that the most likely reason that they abandoned new apps was that they were not useful. A new survey has found that younger and affluent internet users in India are highly engaged with brands. Compared to 73% of internet users worldwide who say that they would like brands to provide them with content, over 80% of Indian contemporaries aged between 16 and 34 say the same. However, it was also shown that non-affluent internet users in India were highly engaged with brands, after 70% of them said that brands greatly influenced their lives. These figures come as India's online population continues to grow to around 370 million, up 18% in just 1 year. And finally, BMW and Baidu have ended their collaboration working on autonomous cars after 2 years of work. It was reported by Reuters that the two companies differed on the direction in which they each wished to proceed with research, leading the parting of ways. BMW maintains that it is aiming to introduce a self-driving car to the consumer market by 2021, whilst Baidu is currently looking to partner up with another car manufacturer to hit its own target of doing the same by 2018. Wang Jing, the head of autonomous car development at Baidu, has said that the company is open for any partners, whilst confirming that he was already talking to many. That's all from me today, thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV servers to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time!